This is St. Louis Public Radio. A St. Louis County woman who is the first in Missouri to have the new coronavirus acted quickly to seek medical attention. Health officials say that likely kept the virus from spreading. As St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton reports, state and local health departments are identifying people the woman had contact with so they can test them if they show symptoms.
The woman became sick after returning from Italy, which has a large number of people sickened by the coronavirus. That means she likely didn't catch it from someone in Missouri. But officials say more people will contract the virus in the coming weeks and urged residents to protect themselves. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page says the woman took care to keep others from contracting the virus once she started feeling sick. She called the county coronavirus hotline, where local health officials found she met the criteria for testing.
This person returned home, followed all the proper procedures for the quarantine, and when they became symptomatic, they were tested in a local facility. Everyone in that local facility followed all the proper precautions.
County staff arranged for her to visit Mercy Hospital St. Louis, where doctors evaluated her in a pressurized room to ensure other people wouldn't be exposed. The doctors sent a sample to a state-run diagnostic lab, which found she had the virus. Page says it's important to remember those steps as more people are likely to test positive in the coming days.
Remember, prevention is the key. This coronavirus may be new, but the ways to prevent it are tried and true and well established.
The woman didn't have serious enough symptoms to be hospitalized, but she is isolating herself at home. She's expected to recover. Her family members have not been tested because they don't have symptoms. State Health Director Randall Williams says the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services is helping the county health department track down the people she had contact with before she developed symptoms and give them tests.
We have those available to the St. Louis County Health Department as we assist them in tracking these patients. But as you've heard, we are well prepared for this. We've done this in other instances.
County officials say the woman flew into O'Hare Airport in Chicago and spent a few days there before taking an Amtrak train back home on March 4th. Hillary Babcock, a Washington University infectious disease specialist at Barnes Jewish Hospital, says the state has been preparing for weeks.
This doesn't actually change our level of worry and concern that much.
She says the new coronavirus is spread mostly through water droplets from infected people.
Most of the transmission occurs from people who are symptomatic. Most of the transmission occurs when people are coughing and sneezing.
Because the woman became ill after she arrived home, people who she came into contact with during her trip in Chicago and on the train aren't at a high risk for infection. But it's possible there are others in Missouri with the virus who the state doesn't know about. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention provides test kits to state labs, and the Missouri Health Department doesn't have enough to test everyone who wants one. They've only tested about 30 people for the virus. Babcock says that makes it hard to determine where the disease has spread.
It's not like you can receive a test today and start offering millions of tests tomorrow. So there is a process involved in that, and I think that the limitations in getting people tested have definitely been a barrier to really understanding what's happening in our own country.
Doctors have only been testing people who show symptoms and who have been to an affected country or have had contact with a person who is tested positive. Williams, of the health department, says more tests will be available in the coming days. Private labs will soon be able to run tests if a doctor orders them. Williams also says $9 million of federal emergency funding is coming to Missouri. That will help the department buy more tests and ensure it has the staff to evaluate patients. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
You can read the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom's latest coverage on the emerging coronavirus at stlpublicradio.org.